Uh-oh. Oops.
Now's a good time to break the news.
Oops. Was it an accident?
Oops. Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Oops.
What? What's going on here?
Oops.
Oops. Yeah, yesterday we had two rounds of unbelievable oops moments. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. We appreciate that. You can do it anytime. Anytime you got an oops moment, 931-1234. Kick it off for us. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Callie.
Callie, let's hear your oops moment.
Okay, so here's the scoop. I live in a neighborhood with tons of kids, so I'm coming home every day. The little bastards are in the street with the bikes, and they're always causing such a commotion. It drives me crazy. I beep at the neighbors. So anyway, I'm coming down the street one day, and I see this young kid walking in the road. I see him from the back. Mm-hmm. So I pull over, and I said, you know, where's your mother? The guy was a midget. He was probably about, I don't know, 18, 19. I was mortified.
I'm sure he loved that he thought he was a midget.
He was a midget.
All right, we get it. That's not even the proper term.
He's a little person.
Little person.
He looked at me like I had three heads, you know? He's probably like, who's this broad? But anyway, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. I take it you don't have kids?
I don't.
And I take it you don't have any little people in the family.
No, I don't have. I just have dogs that I birthed.
And that's you don't really like kids, do you?
Oh my God, I love kids.
Okay, it sounds
but
like
I
it.
I don't like kids in the middle of the road. You know what I mean?
We know what you mean. Thank you for playing along. We appreciate it. Hi, Mix. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, let's hear your oops moment.
Sure. So I started work, my first job out of college, a month ago. And I was at my cubicle, and I couldn't get into one of the programs on my computer. So my coworker told me to call this 1-800 number to get access to the program. But before I call outside of the network, I have to put a 9-1 before it. So I dialed 9-1-1, and it went right to the police before I could even put in the 800 number. So the coworker's like, hang up. You just called the police. So I hung up. About 20 seconds later, I got a phone call from security asking if I just called the police, and I said I did, but it was an accident. It was my first day. I was trying to call this 1-800 number, and they said it was not uncommon.
Oh, my God. How long had you been working there?
This is probably my second hour in. My first job after college.
First job, second hour in, and yeah, wow. Now, did that guy know what he was doing? Did he kind of set you up for that, or...?
I mean, I think he thought I wouldn't have put the 1 before the 1-800 number, but he told me to call that 800 number, and it said 1-800, and he told me to put a 9-1 before, so.
It's hysterical and a great oops. Thank you for sharing. Hi, Mix. What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, let's hear your oops moment, please.
All right. So the other day I was trying to fix my mom's cable, and so I called up the cable company to try and put in the quick code that's supposed to lead you to the right person to fix it, and somehow doing that put me through to a sex line, and I was on speakerphone the whole time with my mom in the room, so it was very awkward.
Oh my God, what was the sex line? What was it?
I don't know. They just asked if I wanted to speak to hot, sexy women, and I was like, they're not going to fix my cable box, so no, and I hung up.
Wow, that's an oops one. What was your mom saying?
She just looked at me and said, what the hell just happened?
Right. See what they have to say.
931-1234, you got him. We know that. Let's get him on the radio. Your oops moments right now at Mix.
Greg and Freddie, afternoons 2 to 7, only on Mix.